Good morning, everybody. I've written something called In Tea Rooms. I spend quite a bit of time in tea rooms, drinking off the time I spend in pubs, getting rid of my hangover. So I sit in tea rooms, have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, some carrot cake, you know, something nice, something English. I don't know why carrot cake's English, but hey, it tastes like it. So there I sit in the tea room reading the paper of whichever kind of mood I'm in. And I'd, you know, sit and take a look around. The tea room I go into is kind of right next to it's in a little hamlet, really, and it's right next to a church. It's on a cycling track, so you get cyclists and you get various types of clergy popping in and out, you know, for their, you know, fortifications of tea, whatever. So all life comes and goes. It's a bit like a pub or a church, a tea room is. So it's called In Tea Rooms. Without any further ado, In Tea Rooms. In tea rooms, secrets come and go. People hide from men and weather. Some plot to overthrow the norm. In china cups, they brew a storm. Pleasantries are exchanged in geriatric chat. Rustic stove slow burn wood to warm the churchyard cat. Vicars indulge oft curious boys, where pealing bells disguise their ploys. Cyclists scratch at saddle chafe, mischievous adulterers feel dangerously safe. Old men rest dogs who'd rather walk than shelter from the endless talk. Here, writers dream of being read, while readers dream on what they said, of words they pulled up from the page, which freed them from an earthly cage. Outside life goes whirring on, but please indulge just one more scone, for here is where all things can be, in tea rooms where we take our tea. Happy drinking, folks, whatever your tipple is. Lots of love. Bye-bye.